how did I develop the no one cares mindset? How did I use that to my advantage? Because think about it. On the other side of you being scared to make the call, on the other side of you afraid to ask the girl out for a date, right? On the other side of you getting uncomfortable is this amazing life. But because we're addicted to the approval of the people, because we constantly think people are watching us and evaluating us, it's holding us back. It's holding us back from the life that we want to design on purpose. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Life by Design with Steve Holbrook, and I'm really glad you're here today. Today, I have a podcast topic that I've been waiting to reproduce for many, many years. This topic is one of my all-time most viewed YouTube motivation videos. I get the most comments, I get the most shares. So today, I thought I would redo it again, but differently, not as a motivational video, but more as a topic. Today, we're going to talk about the concept that no one really cares. No one really cares. What I mean by that is having a no one really cares mindset is really what's going to help carry you through your life. Now, let me put this topic into perspective. Let me explain to you what I mean by that. Look, I'm not saying that the close loved ones that you know and respect don't care about you. For example, my mom. Of course, my mom cares about me. Of course, she thinks about me all the time. She thinks about her kids. She thinks about her grandkids. I'm talking about the 99% of people that we know, that are acquaintances, distant family, people that we come in contact with. 99.9% of those people don't really care about what's going on in our life. Now, I'm going to explain why. The first reason that nobody really cares is the human experience of self-centeredness. And what this means is that most humans tend to prioritize their needs and their emotions and their lives. You know, I read an article that talked a bit about this about a week and a half ago, and I just want to read a small paragraph. Listen to this. The human experience of self-centeredness refers to the natural inclination of individuals to prioritize their own needs, own emotions, and own perspectives over others. At its core, self-centeredness is a survival mechanism. Throughout human evolution, individuals who focused on their own well-being and safety were more likely to survive and pass on their genes. Humans come by honestly. They are so focused on themselves. We are self-centered in nature. And that's the reason why, listen, let's be honest, no one really cares. So let's talk a bit more about it. What else? The second reason that no one cares is the illusion of constant scrutiny. As humans, we are under the illusion that we are constantly under way more scrutiny than we actually are. Here's the truth. The people that we know, our acquaintances, social media, the people around us, they're not scrutinizing us nearly as much as we think. Yet in our quiet time, in our emotional little bubble, we sit at home and we are constantly worried about the perception that we have with other people. And you know what that is? That's causing us anxiety. That's causing us depression. It's causing us to second guess all of our moves. So the illusion of constant scrutiny is really feeding this mindset that everybody's thinking about us, when in reality, the truth is, no one really cares. My next point, we overestimate the significance of our action. If we're being totally honest, we completely overestimate how much other people notice us, how much they're watching us, how every move that we have has an impact on them and their lives and the decisions that other people make. Look, I'll give you an example. Early on in my business, I got into the insurance business, and I'll be honest, I had a lot of friends, close people to me, tell me that I was never going to make any money and the insurance industry was a scam and, you know, this is a terrible industry and nobody gets paid and it's not a noble industry and all these things. So because a handful of people told me this, for about the first 6 to 8 months, every single morning when I wake up, I would think about all the other people in my life and I'd always wonder, like, what do they think about me and every action and every phone call and how are they judging and all these things that were in my mind. But really, I was all created in my brain because I was completely overestimating the significance of my actions in other people's lives. So because most humans are self-centered, we all are, we come by it honestly, because we have the illusion of constantly being scrutinized, and because we overestimate the power and significance of our actions, we constantly think other people care and are watching us way more than they are. So let me give you a couple things that I did to overcome this, right? How did I develop the no one cares mindset? How did I use that to my advantage? Because think about it. On the other side of you being scared to make the call, on the other side of you afraid to ask the girl out for a date, right? On the other side of you getting uncomfortable is this amazing life. But because we're addicted to the approval of the people, because we constantly think people are watching us and evaluating us, it's holding us back. It's holding us back from the life that we want to design on purpose. So here's where I would start. Start by developing empathy and improving your perspective taking. What do I mean by that? People that lack empathy for other people always think that people are looking at them, always think that, you know, everybody is judging, everybody is watching. When you have empathy, you start to realize that, listen, you understand that other people are dealing with some shit, right? Her kids are sick. He's going through a divorce, right? She's getting laid off at work. Everybody's got their own problem. When you start to develop empathy and you realize that, listen, there's a lot of people right now that are struggling with a lot of different things, you start to wake up and you start to change your perspective on other people, right? You get off a phone call with somebody and maybe you didn't like how that conversation went and you think that they're thinking about you all night. They're not thinking about you all night. Change your perspective. They have things going on. They have way better things to worry about than you and your actions and your comment. And you think about what they think about way too much. So I want you to start to develop your empathy and perspective taking like you never have before. Because as you do that, guess what? Your approval addiction is going to start to dissipate. Next, here's another big thing that'll change. You got to escape the judgment trap. People are so quick to judge, right? It's funny because none of us like to get judged. None of us like how it feels when we're thinking about what other people are thinking about. In fact, we all hate that. Yet sometimes I hear people and I get judgy too. I'm not perfect, but I hear people are so quick to judge. Somebody makes a comment. Somebody shows up wearing something, or they put a post on social media and people are sharing it. Oh my God, you see what she's wearing. You see what she said. And everybody's judge. Listen, if you are a judgy person and you live in a place of judgment and your first reaction to something that you're not aligned with is to judge it, guess what? You're going to struggle with what you think other people are thinking about you. It's just a fact. It's just how it works. So here's what I do. I had to change this because I was a person that used to judge people a lot. So here's what I did. I had this technique where right before I was about to judge somebody, right before I was about to share something with somebody else, right before I was about to walk into somebody else's office and say, hey, did you hear about so-and-so? I would just take a moment. And before I was going to share anything, because judgment really, we judge in our brain and then we share it with other people. Right before I was going to enter into sharing this information with other people, I just took a step back and I asked myself a question. Am I throwing a bucket of water onto this situation? Or am I throwing a bucket of fuel? And I decided that I no longer wanted to contribute to the spreading of judgment, right? Or my opinion on certain things or laughing behind people's back. Now, am I perfect? Heck no, right? Nobody is. But I'm became so self-aware of the people that I was judging and how I was reacting and the impact that that was making, that I actually started to resent being a part of people's lives or people's conversations that were engaging in judgment. So by eliminating judgment, becoming less judgmental, that is going to help you with the no one cares mindset. And the last thing I want to talk about is choosing authenticity over approval. Listen, it's more important that you live an authentic life, that you are true to who you are, right? That you are true to what you believe in, that you are true to the things that you love, than it is that you're worried about the approval of other people. I literally watch people every day start to veer off to the right because of what they think that other people are thinking about. I literally see people all the time join our business and quit our business based on the opinions of other people. You have to be true to yourself. You have to figure out, what do you want your life to look like? What do you want your future? How do you want to design your destiny? And you need to be true to that. Completely 100% authentic. And when you live in a place of authenticity, guess what? You don't need the approval of other people to succeed. You're not worried about other people judging you because you're going to do it come hell or high water. But on the flip side, if you're not being authentic, then you're really unsure. And you're like a seed that's sitting on the surface without roots. And any comment or any little failure or this and that, a negative comment's going to hurt your emotions. It's going to take you out of your business. It's going to take you out of your relationship. And it's going to take you off the journey that you started regarding your health. Practice authenticity over approval. And it's really going to start to help you develop that no one cares mindset. And you'll be okay with that. All right, you guys. I hope you guys got some value out of that short podcast. I appreciate you guys being here. We'll see you on the next one.